It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Almost 40 child welfare and medical groups in Texas have sent a letter to federal and state leaders. They're expressing deep concern over what's happening to child migrants on the southern border. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports they say poor living conditions are causing children serious trauma, which could have lasting effects.
The group sent the letter to Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the entire Texas delegation in Congress and the Senate, as well as every member of the Texas legislature. They raised concerns about reports of children inappropriately separated from their parents, as well as overcrowding, insufficient access to food, clean water, clean clothing, bathing facilities, and appropriate bedding and protection from the elements. Lee Nichols is with Tex Protects, which works to prevent child abuse. He says the state should step in to address these issues.
What is happening at the border is definitely inflicting trauma upon these children, which could have a lifelong consequence for them.
In the letter, groups say early childhood trauma, quote, undermines a child's healthy brain development and ability to form healthy attachments. They say that can result in lifelong problems like chronic physical and or mental illness and can hinder a child from succeeding in school or becoming a productive worker later in life. In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez.
And in more news, with the future of a sizable tariff uncertain, Mexican tomato producers are in a tough spot as they try to plan out their next growing season. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Murphy Woodhouse reports.
Flames are quickly eating through dry piles of last season's tomato plants at the outskirts of Ichihuaquila Organic, a tomato farm in southern Sonora. A few shriveled tomatoes are still on the vine, but the vast majority ended up in homes and restaurants across the United States. This is downtime for the farm and many other Mexican tomato growers when they mend equipment, till fields, and make plans for the next season. But last season was no ordinary season and has left many growers, especially tomato growers, with a deep sense of uncertainty. Ichihuaquila's director, Casimiro Luna.
Sí, fue estresante, nos pegó bastante fuerte.
The 2013 suspension agreement on fresh tomatoes from Mexico set floor prices and other rules for Mexican imports. When the U.S. Department of Commerce ended the deal in early May, the nearly 18% tariffs started. Luna said that was very stressful and hit his business hard. But that hasn't been the only source of stress.
The illegal flow, the flow.
Trump's threats to close the border and impose steadily increasing tariffs on all Mexican exports didn't help. While the border never closed and a recent binational migration deal stopped the imposition of additional tariffs for the time being, the anxiety remains.
Vamos a estar viviendo con estos gobiernos bajo esa amenaza, ¿no? Entonces,
with these governments, we're going to be living under that threat, he says, and that's going to continue impacting growers. But the most concrete impacts are due to the tomato duties. Luna says Ichihuaquila's creditors are asking them to significantly reduce their acreage next year by as much as 20%.
Entonces, ¿qué pasa con esto? Que vamos a reducir nosotros un 20% de mano de obra.
That means 100 people will lose their jobs. He says another nearby farm closed down entirely, and impacts aren't limited to the Mexican side. One Nogales importer said they will have to reduce the amount of tomatoes they import next season. To get a sense of broader industry impacts, I got Alfredo Diaz on the phone.
Gracias por llamar a la AMPAC.
He's the head of AMPAC, which represents several hundred protected agriculture operations across Mexico. It's been a very complicated season, he says, due mostly to the tomato tariff, and that has been especially hard on small and medium producers who may lack the financial wherewithal to handle duty payments. Diaz and Luna are hopeful ongoing negotiations will bring a new agreement and end the tariff. But for now, growers are deciding what and how much to plant, not knowing whether that tariff will rise, fall, or go away entirely. All of this has invigorated a long-standing interest among Mexican producers to seek markets elsewhere. Likening the May 7th tomato tariff to the arrival of a wolf, Diaz says that's when growers started lamenting their near complete dependence on the U.S. market. Work is already underway to gain greater access to Asian and European markets. That doesn't mean abandoning the U.S. market. But it does make them less vulnerable to threats like the tariffs they're dealing with now. Back in Ichihuaquila, a tractor is turning up big chunks of dark soil under stripped shade house frames.
Por lo pronto ahorita la dejamos que descanse un poquito Y en más o menos unos 20 días, o menos, quizás unos 15 días.
That's manager Enrique Rivera. He says that soil will be left to rest and solarize in the hot summer sun. In several weeks, they'll turn compost into it and prepare the beds for planting. Most of last year's production had been exported before the tariff started in May. But if they're still in place come November, when the farm starts cranking out tomatoes, they'll be in real trouble, he says. From Hermosillo, Mexico, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.